23 hours.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Chisamba man goes in 2 years for assaulting wife. In African news, U.S. cuts a visa validity for applicants from 4 African countries. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Chisamba Magistrates Court has sentenced a 50-year-old man of Chisamba District in Central Province to 2 years imprisonment with hard labor for assaulting his wife over a gallon of maize. Resident Magistrate Susan Magalashi convicted and sentenced Enea Sanzila of Chawama Compound after finding him guilty upon his own plea of guilty to one count of assault, contrary to Section 248 of the Penal Code. Particulars of the offence are that on 3rd July 2025, the accused did assault Given Lungu, his wife, over 5 years, thereby occasioning her actual bodily harm. Facts are that on the material day, Given Lungu, the complainant, went to do some odd jobs, and when she returned home, she asked her husband the whereabouts of 2 gallons of maize grain she had left in the house, a question which did not sit well with her husband. The court heard that it was at this point when the accused got upset and started beating and whipping his wife with fists, a metal bar and a chain, resulting in her sustaining a swollen left leg and left cheek. After presentation of facts, a public prosecutor, Linda Nyoka, submitted a medical report obtained from the complainant as evidence and told the court that it was not the first time the accused was abusing his wife. Magistrate Magalashi convicted the accused upon his own plea of guilty and admission to part of the facts as true and correct. In mitigation, Sanzila told the court that he was taking care of his mother, who is blind, and looking after his little children, who would suffer if he was sent to prison. Meanwhile, upon considering the convict's mitigation, Magistrate Magalashi sentenced him to 24 months imprisonment with hard labor, with effect from 3rd July 2025 when he was arrested. Residents of Mobofwe Ward in Kapirimponshi district are relieved and overjoyed following the commissioning of the post-maternity annex in that locality. In receiving the gesture on behalf of the locals, Area Councillor Beauty Simuyaba expressed a delight over the new maternity wing, noting that it will save women from the embarrassment of exposure during labour, a significant improvement from the previous lack of maternity facilities. Bwana Mkubwa, Member of Parliament Warren Mwambazi, has expressed concern over the quality of works at Mabungula Primary School in Chichele Ward of Bwana Mkubwa constituency, where a 1x3 classroom block is nearly completion. The building costing 1.2 million kwacha has developed cracks on the corridor, and the area lawmaker has directed the local authority and CDF committee to ensure that the work is redone if need be to ensure quality delivery.
I think it's just a quality. That's the one we need to ensure that we mitigate. So I've instructed the CDF chairperson and the CDF members that they bring in the council engineering department to come and just authenticate some of these works, that they're doing the right thing. Some of them, the floor, the corridor has got cracks. So I think it needs to be worked on, reworked on, if anything. And this project, we need it urgently for the people of Mabungula. That's why we are here today, to inspect and see the progress. I'm with the councillor here, Councillor Misenzo, to ensure that proper works are done. We've seen the roof. Last time I was here, it was on slab level. So we've seen the progress.
Meanwhile, residents of the area have expressed their gratitude for the project, further calling on the MP and the CDF committee to consider a caretaker's house to avoid vandals preying on the facility.
Hello, what's the question? Na bogo akora diskuri esu kodi kere. Alifua kapaga kwenye ndege kwa caretaker. Kanto ngali ashale jifine, kutsaba na bisu watu wakunywa. So tuwe kwa wa MP watu wafueko.
Sasa nenge kwa valanda wa nensu, ama chesi kuna na asanso kudiba kabola. Yao nsa ma chesi haya muina mpalama na wesku. Nombe esku lungali aika loko avlomu mtu. Tuli na umwe nso fileti, nalimbi wakesa ona ule esku lidiesu.
Government has officially commissioned Lukumbi Health Post Maternity Annex in Kapirimponshi District, funded under the 2024 Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, at a cost of 750,000 kwacha. This new facility aims to provide a safer and more dignified healthcare services to expectant mothers, reducing the risks associated with home deliveries. Kapirimponshi District Commissioner Francis Hasalama was the guest of honor, emphasized the importance of seeking healthcare services in facilities rather than opting to risky home deliveries. He expressed our joy over the new infrastructure, acknowledging it should have been built earlier to benefit the locals. The Young Talent Foundation Zambia has launched a national campaign to stop child abuse, an initiative that began in 2023 following a rise in cases of child defilement and sodomy in the country. This campaign aims not only to combat sexual abuse, but also to address all forms of violence against young people. Through awareness, advocacy, and community involvement, the foundation is working to create a safer environment for children across Zambia. Founder Ruth Musakalantu